beautiful people. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the program. Stoke and Josh rocking with you 10 to 2. And appreciate y'all rocking with us. Busy Tuesday as the NBA play-in games will finally start. We'll figure out who the Nuggets are going to play. Broncos continue phase one of the offseason workout programs. We're certainly going to dive into that with some new news this morning. But first and foremost, Stoke, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Looking forward to getting the basketball NBA playoffs rolling here.
Yeah.
Seeing what the Avs got left in the tank coming up on Thursday, and not watching any Rockies. That's kind of what I've been doing. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm fired up. I am ready for, we're kind of going through the spring weather. I'm ready for full-on summer, but, we're almost there. We're almost there, folks, and it should be another beautiful Colorado day. Like I said, we got a lot to get into today. I actually want to start with some Rockies.
Well, you got to tell me, because I didn't even follow it on my phone. The only thing that I knew about the Rockies yesterday was that you sent a text, and because it's just comedy hour, right? Yeah. And so yeah. I want to, it's like, okay, Josh, you're watching for the car crash.
I am, yeah.
And I got it. And it happened. And you sent it to us on the group text, and I just couldn't help but I was like almost rolling over laughing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, hopefully everyone's okay, but explain
so
what happened.
It's a 1-1 game. It's actually, I'm not Mr. Defensive Guy, right? I'm not, defensive battle is a beautiful event to watch. That's not me. I get it if that's you, all good, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for points, touchdowns, home runs, goals, all that stuff, dunks. That's what I watch sports for. But if you were a defensive battle person, well, you had that yesterday. It's 1-1. Rockies and Phillies going back and forth. It was actually a fun little game. The broadcast is talking to Nolan Jones' parents because they're there in the stands. And I'm like, you're going to ask him anything about how he gets out of a slump? Because he really needs that. But we got to the ninth inning.
Well, I was hoping once you said that, maybe that woke up his bat yesterday.
Oh, no.
No.
No,
he was 0-for. Go ahead. Sorry.
With some more strikeouts for the big fella. But you go to the ninth inning, and apparently there's a bug going around the Rockies right now. So a handful of players are sick.
Wow.
Jake Cave couldn't even make it to the ballpark. He's back in the hotel watching. Brendan Rodgers was a scratch right before the game, all because of this bug that's going around.
Okay.
So they need a pinch runner.
Yeah.
Bud Black, the manager, he gets to make these big boy decisions, and that big boy decision yesterday was pinch runner, Kyle Freeland.
Oh.
You're up, my guy. The ace, I'm using quotation marks around that term, but yeah. The ace of the Rockies staff was then called upon to be the pinch runner. He finds himself at third base.
Okay.
And it's actually, the story is beautiful. It's Jeff Hoffman pitching for the Phillies.
Hoffman, he used to pitch here, yes.
Him and Kyle are bros. They're good bros, in fact, still to this day. Hoffman gets one gets away from him. It's behind the catcher, takes a big bounce up in the air. Here comes Kyle Freeland running home. And then we get a play at the plate. Catcher gets the ball. Kyle goes down to slide. Hoffman tries to make the tag. You get a collision at the plate. And then Kyle Freeland rolls over. He is in some pain, dude. Grabs his shoulder right away. Umpire calls Kyle Freeland out. And that's it. So they end up going to 10 innings. And the Phils walk him off in the bottom of the 10th. But that's the story of the night. That's the car crash. It's Bud Black making the decision. Bud's also a pitcher and used his ace to be a pinch runner that led to a collision at the plate. Now, it looks like Kyle is going to be okay and avoid serious damage because he was back up on the steps and he's barking at the ump and all this stuff afterwards. But it was literally, it was just so Colorado Rockies, man. It is the definition of who the 4-13 Colorado Rockies are, but Bud Black decided to use what they believe is their ace as a pinch runner in the ninth inning and got him hurt.
Yeah, you can't make that up. You really can't. I mean, goodness, just when you think that you've seen it all.
Yeah.
And it's the Colorado Rockies, night in and night out. And you got a chance to win the game. I mean, look, how about get a couple runs? Just like we talk about really, with the Avs. I mean, you're not going to – if you can hold a team to, two runs, one run, three – I mean, you got to win those games if you're the Rockies. And they were able to do that. They just couldn't finish it off. And then they're a little bit like that unlucky friend.
Yeah.
Right? I told you, mine is Bubby. He's just unlucky. Dude always shows up. He's got a cast on here. He's had surgery here. He fell here. He tripped here. He's just an unlucky friend.
Yeah.
That's the Rockies, no matter what. Something bad's going to happen. You put your ace in there, and all of a sudden, there's a collision at the plate because of two wild pitches in a row. Mm-hmm. He goes from second to third, and then third, he tries to go home. Big collision there, obviously. Didn't look good at all.
No.
The way his shoulder was. That wasn't his pitching shoulder, right, or was it?
I think it was.
You think it was?
I don't know. I have to confirm that.
Yeah, got
his. It was not. It was not.
It wasn't his pitching.
It was not.
Okay, so that's at least good news. But just, I mean, come on. What are we doing? Did no one else? We don't have anybody else that can run?
Right.
Anyone?
Right.
Someone. Anyone.
Was like, he the just only like extra any, player?
Right, anyone. I don't know. Maybe you're thinking, like, if it goes to extra innings, you might need someone's bat.
Right.
Because you're limited there. And so, but dang. If something bad can happen, it's going to happen to the Rockies, and that was proven last night.
Yeah. I mean, if Brendan Rodgers is there, hey, Brendan, why don't you take a swig off the Pepto and get out there and run a couple of bases for us, huh? So we don't risk our best pitcher, or they believe, getting injured the way that he did. It was again, comical. They only were able to muster up 5 hits, and they were 0-for-4 from the plate with runners in scoring position. So they'll do the same dance today, Phillies and Rockies at 4:40. And we'll see if they can get a win or at least just not embarrass themselves badly the way that they did last night. Congratulations are in order for Nikola Jokic, Stoke. He was named the Western Conference Player of the Week for the final week in the NBA season.
Cool.
So just another little, feather in the cap of Nikola Jokic's MVP season. So congratulations. It's 3 or 4 times he's been the Player of the Week in this season.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's cool. I mean, you know, when you look at that stuff, it's like, oh, he's about to get an MVP trophy. So,
yeah.
Player of the Week stuff, that's nothing. So
they do get like a little plaque. I wonder if he keeps those.
No, he probably like uses it for like, who knows.
They're in his locker still?
No, not even in his locker.
Oh, really?
Kind of like his kid plays with them, like draws on them and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Colors and markers.
I didn't know when he would win these when I was working Game Ops, you know, we'd get to present him the stuff and show him and... I can confirm he cares nothing about these awards.
Yeah. I mean, you could imagine.
Right.
I mean, like he barely, last year, he didn't even care about the MVP.
No,
he was just like, I'm done with it. And so he, that's just the way he rolls, which is nice and it's refreshing.
The Broncos also added a depth piece yesterday. They picked up veteran defensive lineman Angelo Blackson, who signed a 1-year deal. He's going into his 10th year. He's got a handful of starts. He's got some playoff experience. I don't know what the role is going to be. Doubt that he's a starter, but you can never have enough depth on that offensive and defensive line. So the Broncos added that yesterday. In fact, we got to keep this Broncos conversation rolling, Stoke, because the offseason workout program began yesterday. Jared Stidham's still QB1 as they roll into this thing, but I also want to talk about somebody that was absent from workouts yesterday. Somebody wants a new deal and might be holding out. We'll tell you who it is and if they're worthy of a new deal next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, they are working out down in Dove Valley. They're hanging out. Phase 1 of the off-season program began yesterday. We touched on it a little bit with what was going to happen. Guys working out together, can't be on the field with coaches, but you know, you get some bro time, you get some time to work out with the fellas, catch up from all the fun things you've done with a few months off and some downtime. But there was somebody missing from day 1 of phase 1 off-season workouts. That somebody is Courtland Sutton. And Tom Pelissero had it this morning that Courtland Sutton is absent at Broncos OTAs. They're voluntary workouts, but he seeks a new contract, is what Tom Pelissero says. Sutton is going on his 10th starting quarterback in 7 seasons. We know that he had the 10 touchdowns last year and just south of 800 yards. And then now we're also getting this from Mike Kliss that Sutton had off-season ankle surgery. Injury occurred in 2023 finale against the Raiders. Doesn't seem like the team or Courtland is concerned. The team picked up his $2 million guarantee option in March, and he's been working out daily out in Flowrider this time of the year. But if he does want a new deal, there's that $2 million that's only guaranteed left on the contract. So he is under contract with the Broncos for 2 more seasons, 24 and in 25. And if he's on the roster and plays, He'll collect $26 million in the next 2 years, but he's worried that the Broncos could cut him at any time, and then it's just the $2 million bucks right there. This is pretty surprising to me, and before we dive into the details of it, I also think it's interesting that it's now Tuesday. They started this yesterday, and we're just getting this information. It kind of tells me two things. One, Sean Payton's still doing Sean Payton stuff when it comes to getting media information. And two, it's, you know, the Broncos are still top dog pecking order when it comes to sports in Colorado. But we've had that talk, man, of them sliding and slipping with what the Nuggets and Avs are doing and winning championships. I think this further, you know, kind of cements that we would have been all over this a few years ago if the Broncos were more relevant in sports talk, and we're getting it all 24 hours later. I think that's interesting.
No, I disagree a little bit there. I think it's, you know, the first day of season of phase one. Like, okay, the coaches aren't even on the field, and your quote-unquote number one receiver, you know, wasn't there. I don't think it's that big of a deal as far as, like, newsworthy.
Okay.
First week, what's going on? Over there, actually, like, how much grind are they doing? And this stuff can, you know, it's not like it's, I don't know, if we had Peyton Manning in the building, he was our quarterback and he didn't show up. Mm. So, or a Von Miller, they're not, Courtland Sutton is not at that level, is kind of what I'm trying to say. So that's why I think it's really just like, all right, it's Courtland Sutton. You know, it's not like he is an all-pro player for the Broncos. So I think that's why it can kind of just kind of go under the radar there. And then you look at his situation, okay, and you take a step back and say, what does he really want from, if he is truly holding out? He might just be hanging in Florida a little bit and getting the temperature of what's going on and rehabbing down there and kind of seeing how everything's going to play out here. You look at Pelissero's report, and he's seeking a new contract. What does that mean? Like, to me, it's like, okay, is he looking for an extension here? Because like you said, he's got 2 years left on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so is he looking for an extension, or is he looking, like you just mentioned, maybe some guaranteed money this year? Because he has no guaranteed money left. It's a $2 million they picked up, and that's it. So I think for him, he wants a little bit of a commitment from the Broncos side here, to where – all of a sudden, you go through training camp, something happens to you, they release you, they ask you to take a pay cut, they trade you, all of these things. When you don't have any guaranteed money on your contract, guess what? They have all the leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's just what he's trying to get here. Just a little tweak with his contract that says, okay, you're supposed to make $13 million, right? You had a $2 million roster bonus that became guaranteed. And maybe he's trying to get, you know, 5, 6, 7 more of that fully guaranteed. So now of the $12 million, you got $9 million guaranteed, or the $13 million, excuse me. Okay. You got $9 million guaranteed, right? He might be just trying to do that. Or he might be going for a new contract. I say if he's going for a new contract, that's crazy. You haven't done enough to get a new contract.
You didn't do enough to get the one you got before.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think... okay, if he's just trying to get the guaranteed money in his contract, more of that, okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, I get that.
But if you think you're going to get a long-term extension here, I would think that's not going to happen at all, and you're fighting a losing cause.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's – everybody, I think, should understand, all right, you want some leverage. You want a little bit of guaranteed money. I think everyone in a working environment understands that.
Leverage security,
right,
yes.
That's a better
word. That's the
word
I was looking for.
And that's certainly understandable. You get that. He's also, this is coming from what I think Courtland's camp would be arguing or suggesting. He does only have 2 years left on the deal. He's going to be 30 at the end of that deal. Maybe Courtland's camp is looking at this as, I was just the best wide receiver on the team. I just had double-digit touchdowns. Let me go and get some years and guaranteed money attached to my name in case this is the last deal I'm going to sign.
Oh, absolutely. I think you look at it from a player's perspective and saying, okay, like you said, he's going to be 29 this year. At the end of this deal in 2025, he's going to be 30. And you want more security here. And so if you could get a 3-year extension all the way through, you know, let's just say 2028, and then now all of a sudden these next 2 years are fully guaranteed – that would be a win for him, mm-hmm. I think. I think that's what he would be looking for. Or just more guaranteed money in the next 2 years here would be a win for him. Because he's not in a good situation when it comes to leverage or security. And because he doesn't have a lot of guaranteed money. That's what it's all about in the NFL.
Exactly.
So I look at his situation, and I think if he could just get more guaranteed money this year, it would be a win. Mm-hmm. I don't think any way possible they extend him anymore.
No.
I mean, because he hasn't proven, unfortunately, to be a true number one receiver, right?
No.
I mean, he's had one 1,000-yard season in 6 years. So I don't know. I don't know the numbers he might be looking for. If you could find a true number one and pay Courtland like a number two, would that intrigue you to extend him at all?
That certainly would. But then that comes down to that number again of, does Courtland believe now, because George Payton gave him a deal that hurt the Broncos and helped Courtland financially, that he is a $10 million plus a year wide receiver? Because I don't believe that. And if that's what he's looking at, so look at it. Over the next 2 years, you got $26 million that could come your way. It's not guaranteed, but if you're on the roster and play throughout, you'll get that. I'd be interested in the Broncos going, all right, let's go ahead and take that 25-year off, and we'll throw $9-10 million at you this year. And then we're out. We're free and clear in 2025. I'd be all right with that.
Well, you look at the situation there in 2025 and the possibility of, see, I don't know if the Broncos would want to do that and be in that situation where now all of a sudden, what if he plays great in 2024? Then you have no leverage in 2025. Then now he's a free agent. So it's going to be interesting to follow to see how this thing kind of plays out. We get the news all of a sudden this morning that out of nowhere that he's looking for a new contract. I'm like, whoa. At first I'm like, what? That's crazy. Like, no chance that they messed up by giving you and Tim Patrick those big deals during the season, you know, a few years back. I don't see them doing that with 2 years left on this contract.
Yeah.
But they might work with you because I don't remember if he was a captain last year. He's been a captain, and he's a veteran leader. And so you look at a guy like that and say, all right, you know, let's give him some security here and $13 million base salary, and you give him, you know, $9 million guaranteed just to let him know, hey, you're going to be here.
Yeah.
You're a part of our plans this year. And because without that, you look at it and say, all right, they could move on from him.
Yeah.
And just pay him that $2 million that is fully guaranteed already. So it's one of those situations to where I understand what he's doing here.
Okay.
I think I do. If he's just looking for a little bit more guaranteed money, I hope that makes sense.
It's a lot of going
back and forth because we don't quite know what he wants.
Right.
Does he really want a new contract or an extension on that? I don't think that's going to happen. If he's looking for a little bit of guaranteed money, maybe the Broncos work with him on that.
And you know what? I might be willing to take that gamble that you mentioned of what if he balls out? Because I like my odds of him not balling out with what this roster is and who
but
knows.
But you don't have to. You don't have to take that year off. It's not going to do you any good just to void that year for what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just me thinking. I could say see you later in 25. I guess you can do that right now, though, because it's only $2 million on the books.
Yeah, because he's, you know, at that point, you know, you paid him a lot of money for not a ton of production. You might as well keep that extra year just in case he plays really well. But
and it's only a $3 million, close to $4 million dead cap in 25.
So you're not going to – it doesn't really – you're going to have to pay that anyway if he plays this year, and even if you try to restructure it. You're going to have to pay that dead money at some point.
Broncos country, what do you think of it? Would you give Courtland a new deal, just give him some guaranteed money to make him happy and get him here for off-season workouts? What would you do? Tell us at 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. All right, tonight we're going to find out who the Nuggets will face in round one of the playoffs. Pelicans or Lakers? Who do you want, Nuggets Nation? We'll answer the question and get yours next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
We'll get in round number one starting this weekend, but before we do that, let's react to a few of you guys on the text line about the Courtland Sutton no-show at voluntary workouts and maybe wanting a new contract, maybe wanting to get a bit more guaranteed money. A texter from the 720 says, did you guys forget about his farewell post at the end of last season? Remember, he took Instagram, didn't know what was going to happen. So maybe this is you know, him. This is the second step of that Instagram post. But he also, yeah, we talked about the ankle surgery, not, you know, being something he had to deal with this summer. I mean, I don't know. I've broke my ankle. What is that, 6-8 weeks?
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know what kind of surgery it was. That's the first one that I think a lot of us are hearing that he had ankle surgery. So, I mean, he might be totally fine now. And a lot of guys just like working out at their, you know, place, mm-hmm. wherever they live in the off season. And maybe he's got a good trainer down there and he wants to stay down there and work out for a little bit. And then he comes back here when, you know, it really cranks up. Maybe he's not going to show up at all.
Yeah.
All off season. I don't know what good that's going to do. I really don't. I don't think the Broncos are going to play around here.
A lot of texters have said just trade him. Trade Cortland Sutton.
I think if they could get something of value, we might see him traded next week. How about that?
Draft night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what could you get from Cortland Sutton?
I mean, you got a fifth and a sixth out of Jerry Jeudy. Well, it's better than him, but...
But, yeah, it's all about the contract at that point.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
A lot of it has to do with the contract. I think maybe a fourth. I don't think you're getting a third for Cortland. Fourth or fifth.
Yeah.
If you're looking to move on from him.
Mm-hmm. One texter says maybe just a bag of balls. Not really a...
Golf balls or footballs?
Whatever you want. Your choice.
Take some Pro Vs?
Yeah.
All right. Throw in a dozen Pro Vs. Perfect.
Oh, just a dozen?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, you can get a little greedy. Maybe you won 3 dozen.
Maybe 4.
Okay. That'll last you, what, 2-3 rounds?
Hopefully.
All right, so let us know how you feel. 303-713-1043. RamosLaw.com text line. It's a lot of trade him, but what are you going to get, and is the juice still worth the squeeze there if it is just a fourth or a fifth round pick? Tell us on the RamosLaw.com text line. All right, Stoke, tonight's the night. We're going to figure it out. We will know at the end of tonight, probably by 8 o'clock or so, who the Denver Nuggets are going to welcome in round one, and that will be on Saturday as the 2 seed. It is the Lakers and the Pelicans. They're going to play on TNT. It's an early game, 5:30, I believe, is what the tip is. And the winner gets to come to Denver and lose in the first round to the Nuggets. There's a narrative going around, a theory going around, that the Lakers could be possibly looking to duck Denver in round one. I don't know that I can really get behind this, but I think it's a fun conversation. Anthony Davis is listed as questionable. He's got back spasms, of course. He did say, his words, quote, "There's no doubt that I'll play on Tuesday," end quote. And LeBron is listed as probable. Nola, all healthy here. Stoke.
Okay.
The Lakers aren't smart. They're the Lakers. But
that's true.
They can't be dumb enough to try to... to do what they're thinking, right? You can't be dumb enough to tempt the basketball gods and try to lose on purpose and then have to beat the Warriors or the Kings and get the 8 seed to play the Thunder rather than the 7 seed to play the Nuggets. They wouldn't be that dumb, would they?
No, they're not that dumb. No one's that dumb. I mean, that's just stupid. Like, I mean, like, who, like, you're trying to win to get in. You play whoever you play. I mean, come on. Like, I get why people are saying it because the Nuggets have owned them, but at the same time, look, I mean, I put more respect on LeBron than that, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think he's scared of anyone on the basketball court, okay? No, so it's like, let's go compete. It's not going to be easy. You don't throw a play-in game to have to play another play-in game and maybe not even make the playoffs. That's just the dumbest thing ever, folks. So that notion is ridiculous, okay? It makes no sense at all. So I'm glad you agree with that. I don't think they're going to duck the Nuggets by losing. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. So the winner of the Pelicans, Lakers, will be facing the Nuggets in the first round. And now, is that game in New Orleans?
It is in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans. Yep. Okay. So that should be a good game. That should be a really good basketball game. And then the later one, the Warriors-Kings, also should be a good game. I haven't done my research on that one, but just from, like, my recent memory, it seems like the Kings kind of own the Warriors to a certain degree. I may be completely off base there. And the loser of that game is done, right?
Yeah.
So the Warriors could just be done.
Right. And then that sparks the conversation of what's the future of that core look like if that's the case. So here's how it will work. The 7 and 8 matchup will play for the 7 seed. The winner is in. They're the 7 seed.
Okay, and that is the Lakers-Pelicans.
That's the Lakers-Pelicans. The loser of that game will then play the winner of the 9-10, which is Golden State. We're doing the West here.
Right.
Sacramento.
Okay.
So that 9-10 matchup has to win two games to get the 8.
Gotcha.
And the 6, or the 7-8, you can lose a game and then still find your way into the postseason.
Gotcha.
So that's how it'll work over the next 2 days.
Yeah, it can be kind of confusing. So that was well said there. So all right, well, we'll find out. Early game 5:30 start time. Is that 5:30 our time, Josh?
Yeah.
5:30 our time, TNT, Lakers Pelicans. We'll know who we play. And do we know the day we're playing on?
Saturday. So that the NBA is why they're doing it with.
Yes.
It'll be Saturday, the two seven matchups, and then the eights will play Sunday when they figure all that out later in the week.
Here we go.
And
man,
I actually like
here.
That. I want Saturday. There's a little rumor floating about that the Avs won't start till Monday. So you could get NBA playoffs, out-of-market Stanley Cup playoff, but the Avs wouldn't start until Monday is what we're hearing. And I'm actually rooting for that. I want to hone in on the Nuggets.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
Plus, I got some weekend stuff going on. I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, selfish. Being real selfish.
Yeah, I truly am.
And I'm not mad at that. That's the way you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's your viewership.
It's all about my life and schedule, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, you got to make yourself happy first.
Yeah, yeah.
So I agree with you. I'm not mad at that.
I only got two people in the world to make happy.
Yeah?
I'm one, and then Kelsey's two.
Yeah. And
maybe
you haven't been
order.
Making her happy, so well, like with the meal prep stuff, yeah. Yelling at her about the meal prep, and she's cleaning. Well, you're out on the meal prep, though.
I'm out on the meal prep.
Full, like...
I'm giving it a couple of weeks. I'm giving it a couple of weeks to see how I feel.
A little break
from
the meal prep. So
she got me good yesterday, though.
Well, wait, I got to get something here. So, like, y'all used to do meal prep together. Like, y'all would go to the grocery store, buy the food on Sundays, and then, like, prep all day, like, or Saturday, prep all day Sunday, like, all-day affair, right? Making food. She's making the food. Then you kind of clean up after, right? And then you got the food for the week.
I'm a team player.
It's breakfast and lunch?
Yes, it is.
Is it dinner, too, or just breakfast
just
lunch?
Just breakfast and lunch.
Okay, so it's breakfast and lunch for the full week. And y'all stroll around the grocery store holding hands, arm locked and, around each other and getting groceries. But you have since told her this past week that you're kind of out on that.
Yep.
So do you still go to the grocery store? Is that still like a partnership thing where you got to go to the grocery store with her also?
So one of the things
do you get to go skating?
Of the decision is I've actually volunteered to go to the grocery store. You know, I look better. I'm helping her. I'm taking some stuff off of her plate.
Okay.
And maybe I'm the only one that does this, or she is the only one that does this. You guys can help us out. But when I go to the grocery store with her, it's literally like a game of Price is Right. She's got a price check. She's got a calorie count. And she got, and it takes too long.
Yeah.
When I have a list in the grocery store, I know where all that stuff is at King Soopers, and I hammer it out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm in and out.
Right.
So I've taken that upon myself to save myself time. To just go on my own.
Okay, so you're not going with her anymore?
No.
Oh, you're out of going with her?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm just going to go with her just because I want to be like a good boyfriend.
No, she doesn't have to go at all now. I'll do it all on my own.
You're going to do it on your own?
I'll do it all on my own.
Oh, okay. Well, I think if she just did a little research before, maybe she wouldn't have to do so much homework while she is at the store. Yeah. But you're going
to
go.
Can you email that to her, please?
You're going to go do it by yourself. By yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, that's a losing battle because you're not going to get what she wants. It seems like it's an elaborate setup. Like this.
By
like,
her.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, right? It's a big deal. Like, y'all would spend a lot of time on the weekends doing those things. I like that you bailed on it, though.
Yeah, you do?
I do. I think that's a good decision by you and a selfish decision by you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I like.
Fits me better.
Right. And so now when she's cooking all day Sunday, she's just cooking for herself.
Yep.
And so you look much more happy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you got a few hours of cooking.
I'm going to go.
I guess I'll go skate.
I guess.
Hang out with my friends.
Yeah. I don't want to get in your way.
Right.
You don't want to get in our way.
No.
So I'm just going to go hang with my buddies. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I'll see you later. Remember, you have to clean up. That kind of stuff on the way
right, because you used to clean up.
Yeah.
But now that you're not a part of the meal prep.
I'm not doing
it. Dude, what a breakup that was.
Yeah,
the
right?
meal prep
yes.
breakup. I bravo. Bravo. Was it a hard thing to do? Like, how'd that conversation go? And, like, was she really upset when you told her? Because that's what...
Yeah, she wasn't stoked by any means, but it was, like, kind of the weight of the world off of my shoulders when I told her. So I felt good about it. And she wants me to be honest about my feelings, right? So that's what I was doing.
Yes, keep being honest about your feelings.
I will say real quick, I got home yesterday. She's finishing meal prepping because she didn't get it all done on Sunday. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, house smells good. What are we doing, girl? What's for dinner? And her response was, oh, no, this is my food.
Oh.
You get none of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, touche, Kels. Right. Touche on that one.
I'm going skating. Bye.
Yeah, see you later. All right, we'll take a timeout when we get back. Let's talk a little college football. A list is out with the top college football players in the country. Who of the Buffs made it, and where are they on this list? We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
I want to talk a little bit about some college football, but real fast, I'm not alone, Stoke. There are other listeners out there that battle the same thing I battle with their significant others in food prep and grocery store time.
Yeah, well, you got to set the precedent early.
I know.
You just can't keep getting bullied like that. I mean, no one really likes to do that. No guy likes to do that, right? Help out. Yeah, hey, I'll help clean up. The grocery store stuff, like Drew mentioned, is pretty simple. I mean, you can order online.
I know.
You can even get it delivered to your house if you want. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. I've ordered online before. I've never got the delivery. We go to the beach every year in the summer.
Yeah.
Like the Redneck Riviera down there, Florida Panhandle. And but we always order online and get it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so you don't have to mess with the madness of the beach and the grocery store, Walmart, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's so easy and convenient and nice. But home, I don't do it. But you know, if you're looking for a little shortcut there, you could at least order the food.
That's what I should do.
Yes,
and then I won't even tell her. But so then I created another 40 minutes of me time.
Dude, that's an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah, much more. I couldn't find the sauce. Goodness gracious, they were out of that. I had to wait. I waited, though, patiently for you. So, yeah, absolutely.
One texter also says that I should steal her meals and see what that leads to.
Oh, that would be good.
Be good for the show.
Just like once every couple weeks.
Right.
You know, just because you don't want to be too obvious with it.
And then another texter is offering you a little action. Over under, Kels dumps the man bun in about 3.5 months. Stoke, you want some action on this?
She's stuck with him this long, so I think she knows what she's getting into.
All right, keep the text rolling in. It's a lot of fun. 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. Stoke, I was reading yesterday, getting ready for the show. I came across a top 100 players in college football for 2024. And, of course, I went, oh, how many Buffaloes are on there? How many Rams are on there? You got any Falcons representing Air Force on this list? Latter part of that, no Falcons. There is one Ram on this list. It is wide receiver Torrey Horton was in at number 96. But we start at number one, and it's Travis Hunter. Listed by CBS Sports as the top college football player entering the 2024 season. Obviously talks about his generational talent, being able to play both sides of the ball at wide receiver, and then doing what he does on the defensive side. He notched over 1,000 snaps playing both sides of the football this season. Had 7 games with more than 100 snaps as a two-way player. That's more than 2 seasons worth of reps that a typical defender gets in the college football landscape. So Travis Hunter, he is number one on this list. Best college football player in the land.
I mean, I think that's well-deserved. We saw what he did last year, and he missed, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 games, 4 games, mm-hmm. something like that, with the kidney or liver injury that he had against Colorado State. So he's really good, both sides of the football. Got great instincts at the cornerback position, great hands. The guy's just a great athlete. So I think that's well-deserved there. And then, I mean, I go to okay, what would that look like if he was able to play in every game last year? And you look at this year and say, all right, could he be a Heisman Trophy winner? And my answer to that is absolutely. Absolutely. The only thing I think that could hold, well, two things that could hold him back from winning the Heisman Trophy is an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that goes without saying, really, because that's anybody that's in the picture here. But also, the football team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wondered that.
the team around him? What, like, are you going to give it to a 5-win team? Like, can you give the Heisman to a player when he's playing on a team that's, you know, I don't know how many games they play, 5-7? They play in 12 now. They play in 13, 14. Can you give a Heisman Trophy to a player that was on a team that was 7-5? Is that good enough?
That doesn't sound good enough to me. It doesn't feel like it's good enough to me.
But what if he goes out there and he's just dominant? I mean, we saw last year, and I'm expecting more this year, especially if he's healthy, plays in all the games, mm-hmm. and, you know, ends up with 10 touchdowns, 7-8 interceptions, and just does what he was doing last year. It's hard to ignore that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know what the cutoff. I mean, do they need to win 8, 9, 10, or can they win 7? Can they go 7-5 and him still be in the running for the Heisman Trophy? I think they can. I think so, just me personally. Okay. Because at the same time, like, all right, I get it. You're on a bad team, but, man, this is an individual award. It's not a team award. Mm-hmm. I can't help it that my teammates suck.
Right.
Recruit better, Dion. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not my fault. I'm doing my deal. I'm doing my thing. I'm having a great season. Don't hold my team's record against me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much they do that in the Heisman.
See, I could make arguments on both sides of it, because at that, let's use what you threw out there, at 7-5 and he scored 10 touchdowns and had 7 interceptions. I think that's a fair baseline. And you could look at that, and one side of the argument could be they're lucky to be 5-7 if he's not on the team, right? With those kind of numbers, right, and that sort of production. But then the other side of that argument is, all right, well, if he is that dang good, they should be 10-3, not 7-5. They should have 9 wins. They should have 11 wins, something along those lines. So I could see both sides of the argument. I would, and I'm obviously biased, I live here, and I like the Buffaloes. I would certainly make the argument of if it's 7-5 and he put up those kind of numbers, yeah, what the heck would they be without him? And he is certainly, at least at minimum, a Heisman finalist. He's up on the stage when they're announcing the names and those kind of things. So I think it would still be in consideration for him with those numbers and not the most team success.
Right. I agree with that, because I like, if you play the quarterback position, okay.
Sure.
Right? You're touching the football every hand, mm-hmm. every play, excuse me, offensively. If you play wide receiver and cornerback, that's a dependent position. Dependent,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
So you're dependent on the quarterback, the offensive line, all of these things. And so is a quarterback to a certain degree, but you're not touching the ball every single play. And so I have a hard time really holding your team record against you if you go out there and you perform at a high level on both sides of the football like we were seeing him do last year.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7 wins. I think there's always when you look at a situation like that, you have to be flexible, mm-hmm. and look at the situation, look at the player, and not hold that against them, right? And so that's the way I would look at it anyway for a guy like Travis Hunter. They might win. You win 9 games, okay.
Yeah.
That's just not even in the conversation. But if it does play out that way, that was just my thought. If they only win 5, 6, 7 yeah. games, do they hold that against them?
Bus fans, what do you make of it? Tell us on the text line. 303-713-1043. We're not done with this conversation, because there's another Buff inside the top five that also may contend for a Heisman Trophy that we'll tell you about. Got to tell you about the Fan Flyaway. It's happening right now, and it's thanks to our friends over at Sport Clips. The Fan Flyaway is back this time. Somebody and a guest is going to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship in June. You head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. You're also going to claim your special offer from Sport Clips right there. You could be in line to get 2 tickets to the game, round trip airfare from Denver to wherever the destination may be, 2 nights hotel, and we'll give you $500 to walk around with while you're there. If you've already registered for a Fan Flyaway, you don't have to do it again. You're already a part of the club. You'll be entered into this one and all future Fan Flyaway contests. But tell your friends, because you could be their plus one. It all starts at denversports.com/thefanflyaway.